When I was in film school in Berlin, I'd go like sit in the cactus section at the biological gardens because I missed the way it smelled so much, and you can't really get smells to be into a film. So I had to find ways to have that feeling of really being there that I really missed so much. I wanted to like transport that to everywhere else in the world where the film could and hopefully would go.
Micah McGee is now a married mother of three. You can hear her six-month-old crawling on the floor during our interview. But her first feature film is based on her experiences when she was younger. She was a teenager in San Antonio, pregnant, struggling to work, go to school, and deal with family issues. It's called Petting Zoo.
I just need your signatures. I need parental consent for an abortion.
No, you are not going to get an abortion.
While her film raises questions about sex education, reproductive health, and other issues, McGee says she's not making any statements. She knows some people may see her film as a profile of kids growing up too soon. She says that's just a reality for many kids who grew up in neighborhoods like hers in San Antonio.
Like, how present are your parents, and how present do you need to be? When do you start working? When is it financially necessary for you to start working? Do you pay rent to your parents to live there because they need you to? Stuff like that, you know, which I think varies a lot from family to family and from income level to income level.
It's a reality for the young people she found to act in her film, including the lead character, who actually went to the same high school as McGee.
I can just do it next year.
Oh my God, next year? Next year? This is a strenuous program. It's very selective. It's an honors program. You can't do this and have a baby, not even next year.
McGee's now been all over the world, but felt compelled to set this story where she grew up.
It's very specific to San Antonio, and it's actually very specific to certain neighborhoods of San Antonio, because when I was growing up there, the city was expanding so massively.
She captured scenes that represented her corner of Texas.
I had to have Enchanted Rock, and I had to have the Guadalupe River, like under the highway where I used to go swimming, and I had to have fire ants, and I had to have like the stray cats that would always run around our property.
After filming, she went back to Berlin to edit, but encountered a different problem with place.
They had the wrong crickets, and they had the wrong birds, and they had like the wrong, you know, all the like background sounds that you actually have to add to a film later.
She lucked out when she found someone in Texas who happened to have recorded the sounds of thousands of nesting purple martins. Petting Zoo debuted at the Berlin Film Festival last month, but McGee says she's been focused on South by Southwest.
I mean, for me, of course, it's the real premiere because it's like my... It's where I'll be showing it to my family, and it'll be where I can kind of show everyone here what I learned and did while I was away.
The film shows three times during South By. McGee hopes to get it into more theaters down the line. For the Texas Standard, I'm Laura Rice.